Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Elliott Bigelow. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Barrett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elliott Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Clancy moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. Clancy moves to third. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Heving and he is out, Rhine applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Rothrock trying to get to third. Reynolds throws the ball into Com, who tags Rothrock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rothrock. Adkins reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Adkins moves to third. Mostill moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Adkins covering, for the out. One out. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0 for 1 in the game. Bigelow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Krause for a passed ball. Scarrett moves to second. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scarrett moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heving for the out. Scarrett scores. Barrett moves to third. Reagan moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rhein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bigelow hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Metzler trying to get to second. Skarrat throws the ball into Barrett, who relays the ball to Reagan, who tags Metzler for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kham moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kham tags and scores. Clancy tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heving hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-2 in the game. McFadden hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraus hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rhein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rhein moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bigelow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Rhein moves to third. Two outs. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 3 in the game. McFadden hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate now playing right field. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.